Hi, welcome to WizSchool once again. We are on chapter 6, a very important chapter in the modern times. Outsourcing of non-core insurance functions. Friends, in the previous chapters, we studied about evolution of insurance organizations, the role of the functionaries of insurance organization, the core functions, and the non-core functions of the insurance organization. And in the previous chapter, we saw all the insurance organization intermediaries. So now we are very much set to drive insurance business, specifically from the insurance organization point of view. However, with the changing times, with introduction of advanced technologies, with a requirement for more focus on the core functions, smart insurance organizations have mastered the art of segregating the non-core functions, which are of routine and repetitive nature, from the primary core functions, so that they can give this functioning or doing of non-core functions to a external partner and focus on their core functions, specifically for improving the quality of product, reduction of cost, and increasing the efficiency and effectiveness of an insurance organization. So the basic learning objective of this chapter would be to understand the concept of outsourcing of insurance function and many and varied benefits of outsourcing to an insurer. So we are not only going to understand what outsourcing is, we are going to understand what activities can be outsourced, what activities cannot be outsourced, and finally we'll conclude with the trends of outsourcing in the insurance industry. Now, outsourcing is a big way found by the current insurers. Insurance organizations have evolved over a while and are quick to embrace innovations, because as the business grows, as the financial sector reforms are introduced, as the technology comes into play, innovations and creativity is a must for getting a competition advantage, as well as to save cost and improve the bottom lines. One big way found by the current insurers is by outsourcing the non-core activities. Most current insurers want to do strategic activities that can add value to the policyholders on their own and automate or outsource other activities that add little value to the profit center, but cannot be ignored, very important support functions, but can be done at a reduced cost, at a faster rate, which increases the efficiency as well as the effectiveness of an insurance organization. So let's start with this outsourcing concept and get into more details about outsourcing. The outsourcing concept has become popular after opening the insurance sector, especially to the private sector, who are more focused on increasing the quality as well as the bottom lines. And this is with the deployment of technology in insurance operations. The insurance industry has remodeled itself in the wake of liberalization, globalization, to make them more competitive and grab a larger market share. The reach has increased, the quality has increased, the cost has reduced, and people are happy because of the convenience that is provided in the services. Most insurance organizations focus on increasing efficiency by improving the operational processes and reducing the cost. Insurance companies have identified non-core activities for outsourcing to improve efficiency and reduce cost, to focus on the core insurance activity. Friends, in our chapter 3 and chapter 4, we have already segregated the core activities and non-core activities. We saw core activities includes your marketing and distribution, your claims processing and your underwriting, and anything that is useful to support these core activities are the non-core activities. We also clearly saw which are the non-core activities in our chapter number 4. Insurance outsourcing activity is also regulated by IRDA. Insurance Regulatory and Development Authority outsourcing of activities by Indian Insurers Regulations 2017 regulates the outsourcing in the insurance industry in India. With the support from the regulator, insurance outsourcing has become a beneficial strategy for insurers to improve the performance, to reduce the operating costs, and increasing the bottom lines. So what exactly is insurance outsourcing? Let us be very clear into what is insurance outsourcing. Insurance outsourcing involves the use of an outsourcing service provider to perform routine and repetitive activities. So note this word, routine and repetitive activities performed by an insurer. These are outsourced to an external partner who is called as the outsourcing service provider. The basic object of outsourcing is to get the non-core activities done by an outsourcing service provider to provide more time for the insurer to focus on core activities. That doesn't mean undermining or giving lesser importance. No, the outsourced activity also needs to be of high quality. However, since these routine and repetitive activities are done by an external partner, the insurer gets more time, more quality time to focus on its core activities. That is the basic objective of outsourcing. The outsourcing of non-core activities results in improvement of performance in core activities. So when you focus more time on the core activities, automatically the performance improves, and whatever non-core activities that would have been done by the insurer would have cost, had a higher cost. The same thing could be done from an external service provider who does at a bulk rate and hence at a reduced cost. Outsourcing of insurance activities has enabled insurers to enhance their ability to serve customers and gain more credibility in the market. So when we talk in terms of improvement of performance in core activities, it automatically includes serving customer with quality time, solving the problems of the customer with proper decision making. So these are the main advantages of outsourcing in the insurance industry. Now, the next important point comes to the fore as to which activities can be outsourced, which activities cannot be outsourced. Now, when we talk about activities which cannot be outsourced, IRDA has specifically mentioned the prohibited activities for outsourcing. We'll look at it in the next slide. First, let us see which activities can be outsourced. Activities such as customer service, technical support, financial audits, policy administration, billing, data management and analysis, claims processing. These are the activities which can be outsourced, or which may be outsourced rather. Financial transaction can also be processed with lightning speed across a network of outsourced financial service company. Because when we talk about this outsourced service providers, they already have established a high-tech platform capable of processing large number of transactions, scalable to handle any volumes of transactions. And this advantage is leveraged by the insurance companies. Now let's look at the global insurance outsourcing. Is this outsourcing concept utilized only in India, or the world follows it? With the proliferation of internet and advanced technologies, insurers can easily conduct insurance outsourcing globally. And India is one of the famous hub for outsourcing activities. the back office activity, as we call it, from the European and the American nation is actually outsourced to India because of the super talent India has, and considering the cost that is incurred over there, a very much reduced cost is incurred for those companies by outsourcing the activities in India. Policyholders can get their queries resolved, questions answered through the call centers located any part of the world 24/7 and working around the clock. Now the point comes, which activities cannot be outsourced. As I said before, IRDA has specified certain activities which cannot be outsourced by insurers in the Insurance Regulatory and Development Authority of India, Outsourcing of Activities by Indian Insurers Regulation 2017. Number one, investment and related functions. Number two, funds management including NAV calculation. Number three, compliance with AML and KYC, provided KYC verification through third-party service providers is allowed as per Clause 3.1.2 of IRDAI AML Master Circular dated 28 September 2015. Next, outsourcing activities cannot be done. Product designing, all actual functions, enterprise-wide risk management, decision-making in underwriting and claims functions, excluding procedural activities related to payment of survival benefits claimed in life insurance, policyholders' grievance redressal, decision to appoint insurance agents, surveyors and loss assessors, as well as approving advertisements. So these are those activities specifically which cannot be outsourced. Now the point is, if at all the activities are outsourced, who is responsible for such outsourced activities? The activities that support the policyholder servicing are allowed to be outsourced. However, the responsibility shall remain with the insurer. Insurer shall remain responsible for the acknowledgements issued, and the date and time of such receipt shall be taken into account for considering the underwriting benefits of an insurance contract. Now, let us look more specifically into the reasons for outsourcing in the insurance sector. The insurance sector is growing in size and operations. So, when we talk about growth in size and operations, we need to specifically identify which are the routine and repetitive activities which can be outsourced. Huge potential for penetration of insurance markets, increasing competition is forcing insurer to focus on more activities because human resources are limited, and so are the activities performed by them. So if more time is provided for handling the needs of increasing penetration of insurance markets, then the performance would obviously be better. And for that reason, the non-core activities needs to be outsourced to those outsourced service providers who are specialized in that particular function. When we talk about specialization, it includes giving good quality, reduction of costs because of good infrastructure they are having, and prompt completion of the job on hand. Outsourcing of non-core activities has become a tried and tested model for gaining competitive advantage, not only in India, but across the globe. We can say it's a need of the hour in the present competitive market. There are different outsourcing models. One of them is technology-enabled outsourcing model. Now, what do we mean by technology-enabled outsourcing model? Technology-enabled outsourcing model invest huge amount in technology. It can save cost, it can save time, and provide the insurer with the latest technology to respond to challenges. There is no headache of any technology, high investment technology getting outdated, because such outsourced service provider will invest their whatever money into updating the technology to respond to the challenges and develop new and more profiting operating model. So this is ultimately a win-win situation for the insurers by having a sort of partnership with the insurance outsourcing service providers. When we talk about technology, the latest technology of cloud-based analytics can enable the new data-driven underwriting models and pool optimization. So we, within the insurance industry itself, we have specific technology which can enhance the performance of the insurance industry. One of the beautiful example is the cloud-based analytics, which can help data-driven underwriting models and the pool optimization. Insurers can even go beyond the borders by expanding the global technology infrastructure and expanding the operations and service offerings to the customers in the emerging markets. Now, if we have to summarize the central reasons for outsourcing, the first reason comes out: focus on the core activities. Next, improve quality, increase speed of usage, foster innovation, conserve capital, reduce cost, save valuable time. A successful insurer uses strategic as well as tactical reasons to excel in business. When we talk about strategic, it gives you long-term results. When we talk about tactical reasons, it gives you results within few weeks or few months. Now, what is the strategic use of outsourcing? The strategy provides a direction for an insurance organization to achieve an advantage over the long term by making the best use of its resources based on the needs and challenges in the market for fulfilling the expectations of the policyholder and stakeholder. So if an insurance organization wants to focus on a long term, wants to grow his market, grow into different geographies with different products and services, then the strategic use of outsourcing can be very useful in providing a direction to the insurance organization. The strategic reasons for outsourcing by insurance organization can conserve the capital by focusing on core activities and lowering the investments in the infrastructure. Because whatever investment infrastructure is done by the outsourcing service provider, and this helps the best leverage of capital by the insurance organization on core activities. Insurance organization can innovate faster at a reduced cost. Insurance organization can gain market share with the support of the outsourcing service provider with the strict service level agreements. So even though it's an outsourcing service provider, they are supposed to do their activities as per very top quality best practices mentioned in the service level agreements. Insurance organization can embrace seamless technology at the right time and right place. Whether it's a LAN network, whether it's a WAN network, they can ensure a seamless technology is deployed by them for fulfilling all the business requirements. Insurance organization can improve the product quality and enhance the risk management. So with the growth in business, there can be possibility of frauds, there can be possibility of cyber attacks. So this, once again, when we talk in terms of strategic reasons, the high-end controls can help improve the quality as well as enhance risk management. Some more strategic reasons for outsourcing: can save time and money by increasing the speed of reach and reducing the cost of the transaction. Insurance organization can deploy world-class best practices with collaborations with such outsourcing providers who are best in their functions, who have ready-made infrastructure, high-quality infrastructure. So that can ultimate culminate into world-class best practices deployed by the insurance organization. Having understood the tactical reasons for outsourcing, the strategic reasons for outsourcing, now let us look into the tactical use of outsourcing by insurance organization. Outsourcing can have tactical reasons for generating quick results or becoming a part of a larger strategy by formulating plans, tasks, procedures that can be carried out in a shorter duration. A smart tactical decision can help the insurer in meeting a deadline with limited availability of specific resources or bringing a project back on track. So when insurance organizations to drive the business, there can be peak seasons, there can be slack seasons. However, in times of peak seasons, you cannot say I am overloaded, but there should be measures, methods of coping with the peak work in the peak time. And here a smart tactical decision can help in meeting the deadlines with limited availability of specific resources or bringing a project on track. If we have to summarize the tactical reasons for outsourcing by insurance organizations, we can say tactical reasons can be filling the gap of resource mismatch, bring the entire workforce on the same page. So both the first two points are very important because human resources are limited and sometimes a gap may be filled because of some absentees, because of the increasing work. It can also bring whatever the workforce that is available for a common goal, for a common vision. So that is how you bring them on the same page with by tactics. It can overcome shortages caused due to seasonal workflows, especially during the festivals, especially during going for tour or travels or whatever reasons you can. So shortages created, seasonal workflows can create shortages. It can also boost operational performance. So certain tactics can boost operational performance. It can create awareness and lubrication in the sales process. Sort of motivation, sort of best-selling practice can create awareness and lubrication in the sales process. Integrate the people and systems within a shorter time framework to meet objectives with strong communication, with strong reward and promotional schemes. It can integrate the people and systems within a short time frame to meet the objectives. Control operating cost with shorter applications rather than retaining systems and resources for a longer duration. Because when we talk in terms of project, a longer duration project may have higher cost involved. However, when we have smaller business models which have smaller targets, it can create good performance and control cost rather than the same thing getting running for a longer period and getting utilization of systems and resources for a longer duration. Now, having understood the strategic and tactical reasons for outsourcing, let us look into the IRDAI guidelines on outsourcing of activities by insurance companies. Because in the previous slides, we have seen the prohibited activities for outsourcing. However, IRDAI have more detailed guidelines on outsourcing of activities, especially for insurance companies. The IRDAI guidelines on outsourcing of activities by insurance companies are specified in the Insurance Regulatory and Development Authority of India, Outsourcing of Activities by Indian Insurers Regulations 2017. Let us look at some of the provisions of Insurance Regulatory and Development Authority of India, Outsourcing of Activities by Indian Insurers Regulation 2017. The first point on outsourcing policy. What is it says? Board of director of the insurer is required to approve and put in place an outsourcing policy. So the responsibility is put on the board to have an outsourcing policy. The board of directors of the insurer may delegate the mandate of approving the outsourcing policy to an outsourcing committee. Outsourcing committee, there are some board members included into it. So this provision is made, may delegate the mandate of approving the outsourcing policy to the outsourcing committee. Now, what should the outsourcing policy cover? Number one, the framework for assessment of risk involved in outsourcing, including the confidentiality of data, quality of service rendered under the outsourcing contract. Second important point to be covered in outsourcing policy is the parameter for determining the cost-benefit analysis for each of the outsourcing activity. The third important point in outsourcing policy should be on the guiding principles for evaluation of the outsourcing service provider, including its ability and capability to provide the required services. Fourth important point, conflict management policy that ensures adherence to the provision on related party transactions as envisaged in the Companies Act 2013. Outsourcing policy should also include norms for implementation and review of outsourcing policy, determining the management responsibility for approving, determining the consideration, amount involved, and monitoring the outsourcing arrangements, delegation of authority within the insurer's hierarchy. The next important point of outsourcing policy should talk about the degree of due diligence required for other than material outsourcing activities. So in addition to inclusions in that outsourcing policy, the insurer is also required to conduct an annual review of the summary of outsourced activities and approve the changes to the policy on the review report. So not only a review, annual review, but it also needs to approve the changes to the policy on the basis of the review report. Now, who should be in the outsourcing committee? The board of directors of the insurer shall constitute an outsourcing committee, which shall comprise of the key management persons of the insurer and at the minimum include the chief risk officer, the chief financial officer, as well as the chief of operations. So at the minimum, you can have more than that, more important key management persons. But at a minimum, there has to be a chief risk officer, chief financial officer, as well as chief of operations. Now, what is the outsourcing committee responsible for? Number one, effective implementation of the outsourcing as approved by the board of directors. So the implementation part is the responsibility of the outsourcing committee, validating the insurer's need to perform the activities proposed for outsourcing, evaluation of key risk associated with outsourcing contract as envisaged in Annexure 2 of the regulations. We are talking about the IRDA regulations. Coverage of the scope of services within the objects clause of the deed of constitution of outsourcing service provider, ensuring that the decision to outsource a material activity is supported by a sound business case, taking into account the cost of the potential benefits of outsourcing against the risk that may arise, having regard to all the relevant prudential matters, as well as short-term, example, temporary service disruptions, and long-term impact on the business continuity implications. So all these decisions, that is, how it is supported by a sound business case, it has to consider in, and this is the responsibility of the outsourcing committee. Further, the outsourcing committee shall ensure that approval to the outsourcing arrangement entered into or proposed to be entered into by the insurer is as per the outsourcing policy approved by the board of directors. Annual performance evaluation of each of the outsourced service provider and reporting exemption to the board of the directors is responsible to the outsourcing committee. Communicating information pertaining to risk associated with the material activities to the board of directors in a timely manner is the responsibility of the outsourcing committee. Some more responsibilities of the outsourcing committees can be ensuring compliance with the outsourcing policy and applicable laws and regulations related to outsourcing, an annual review of policy and submitting a review report recommendations, changes or recording and recommending changes in the policy for the board approval is also the responsibility of the outsourcing committee. Now, we understood the importance of board approved outsourcing policy. We understood the responsibility of outsourcing committee. Now, let us look at which risk or which key risk associated with any material outsourcing contracts needs to be addressed. So the outsourcing committee of the insurer shall evaluate all the key risks associated with any material outsourcing contract, including but not limiting to strategic risk, reputation risk, compliance risk, operational risk, exit strategy risk, contractual risk, information risk, concentration risk. There can be more other risks based on the situation and circumstance, but these are the main risks that can be associated with material outsourcing contract. Let us look into it one by one. The first one is the strategic risk. Activities carried out by outsourcing service provider on its own behalf that are inconsistent with the overall strategic goals of the insurer. For example, failure to implement appropriate oversight of outsourcing service provider, inadequate expertise to oversee outsourcing service provider. This can be examples of strategic risk. Second risk, reputation risk, specifically deals with poor service by outsourcing service provider. Customer interaction that is inconsistent with the insurer's standards. It's obviously an example of poor service provided by the insurance organization. Unethical practice of outsourcing service provider can cause serious reputation risk to the insurance organization. Next important risk is a complex risk, specifically prudential and market conduct regulations not complied can pose compliance risk. For example, breach of obligation to preserve customer data confidentiality. This is one of the main obligation. If there is a breach, it can give to compliance risk. It can also result into penalty by the regulator. Changes in regulations, not communicated to outsourcing provider in a timely manner is a serious compliance risk, because the outsourcing service provider might not have got updated and may be doing certain things as per the old norms, can pose a serious compliance risk. The next important risk is the operational risk. The best example of operational risk can be a technology failure or a fraud. Inadequate financial capacity of the outsourcing service provider to fulfill obligations or provide remedies, restitution can also lead to operational risk, as the deadlines would not be followed, the output would not be given. Failure of insurers to undertake inspections of outsourcing service provider due to practical difficulties or cost considerations can also pose to operational risk, because the insurance organization may not be aware or may not actually know what exactly the outsourcing service provider is doing it, whether it is following the norms that are provided in the service level agreements or not. So this can pose an operational risk. The next type of risk is exit strategy risk. Exit strategy risk can be caused because of the over-reliance on one outsourcing service provider. And if that fellow vanishes, insurance organization can come in problem. Loss of relevant skills or resources in the insurer, preventing it from beginning an outsourcing activity back in-house. Total reliance on outsourcing activity, the insurance organization may fall short of doing it when time comes to do it on the own. So loss of relevant skills can pose exit strategy risk if the outsourced service provider backs out at some stage. Contracts which make a speedy exit prohibitively expensive once again can cause an exit strategy risk. Contractual risk, inability to enforce contract, because when there is a contract, there are clear promises as well as the remedies for the breach of promises. So any breach of promise that is done based on a contract can give rise to contractual risk. Information risk. The modern organizations are driven by information. Reliance on information by outsourcing service provider that may be materially inaccurate, because the work is done by an outsourcing partner, no doubt the insurance organization relies on its expertise. However, any inaccuracy can cause information risk. Delay in providing timely data and information to the insurer or regulator can cause breach of the deadlines, and the insurance organization may have to face penalties. Confidentiality of commercially sensitive customer information may be compromised, once again, this can cause information risk. Concentration risk, reliance on one outsourcing service provider for multiple activities, and if that fellow backs out or closes down, the entire outsourcing activity will come to a standstill. And for that reason, insurance organizations have different outsourcing partners specialized in their functions that can avoid concentration risk. So friends, having understood the different risks that are associated with outsourcing, now let us see what are the insurance outsourcing trends. The insurance BPO, that is business process outsourcing sector, has seen significant growth in the previous decade, more specifically in the 21st century. Insurance companies have succeeded in deploying advanced technology to meet the growing demands of policyholders and streamline their processes with minimal expenditure. Insurance companies are gaining traction from digital outsourcing of non-core activities to cope with competition for grabbing a larger market share. Competitive investors, insurers are transforming their capacity, capability, cost structure to tune with the market, regulatory and technological changes. So these are the main insurance outsourcing trends. Fintechs have been the biggest friend and partner of insurance organization. Fintechs are helping insurers to choose astute technology to comply with the regulatory norms and secure the policyholders' information. Sophisticated CRM tools are helping insurers track the policyholder journey and reduce the cost of acquisition of the policyholder. It also helps with cross-selling and upselling. Research agencies are helping insurers to acquire market intelligence with the data mining of big data. Insurance organizations are very clear to pitch which product into which market. We have seen specific innovations like the micro insurance and different intermediaries that have been born out because of the output that is provided by such research agencies with the help of data mining. Insurance companies are planning advanced software cloud-based integration to sustain seamless transaction processing and underwriting policy. Blockchain is the biggest boon. Blockchain and other evidence-based solutions can further help the policyholder to enjoy a seamless policy experience. The entire transaction can be captured and tracked. So the flow of all the transactions right from the beginning can be seen by these evidence-based solutions. Insurers are also deploying specialized software to avoid fraud and automate compliance procedures. Both are very important, avoiding fraud as well as compliance procedures. So these are the outsourcing trends that are continuing. Let us see some more outsourcing trends in the insurance industry. Underwriters are benefiting from data analytics, especially from the suggestions provided by predictive and descriptive analytics. Analytics is playing a very big role for the underwriters to make decisions. The process reduces delay in underwriting. It eliminates the risk, resolves policyholders' complaints quickly, and provides large customer satisfaction with faster processing of claims. Insurers are able to observe prospect behaviors through inbuilt sensors in technology for determining the correct premium based on the prospect's true lifestyle. These intelligence systems are reducing the errors which otherwise would have been done by human behavior. Small and medium insurers are also able to enhance their reach through platform-based models and shared insurance ecosystems. Robotic process automation, popularly known as RPA, is even helping insurers with the legacy system by sitting on the top of IT infrastructure to automate and streamline business processes. So this avoids deployment of huge labor resource. The robots are doing the work of humans through the RPA. The RPAs are capable of handling end-to-end business processes with the help of artificial intelligence, and that too without human intervention. Policyholders can be provided with intuitive interfaces to begin and carry on all insurance-related transactions with satisfaction and delight, especially the tech-savvy policyholders or the prospects who don't want to go to the branch or visit an agent. Basis their usage of knowledge of technology, they can directly do so many insurance-related transactions directly by logging into the insurance interfaces. The more intuitive interfaces, the better the delight and satisfaction of the policyholders. Now let us look at Asia Pacific. Asia Pacific has leveraged the advantage of insurance business process outsourcing. Asia Pacific has the advantage of huge manpower and lower cost for resource utilization than the developed countries. Developed countries incur more cost, and at the same time, population-wise, they have lesser manpower compared to Asia Pacific. Insurers are benefiting from outsourcing services for driving greater meaning from the policyholders' information during claims processing. Smart insurers are increasing their competitive advantages by partnering with efficient and effective outsourcing service providers. So, specifically insurance industry, they actually rely on information coming from multiple sources, and these sources are now readily available through their outsourcing partners, and that is what provides a bigger advantage. And especially the smart insurers who are aware and utilizing such advantages get a competitive advantage by partnering with efficient and effective service providers. Insurance companies are seeking out outsourcing companies with updated processing platforms. And finally, insurance outsourcing companies that can offer multiple outsourcing locations are generally preferred, because we have seen different types of risk. And within that, if the offerings are at multiple locations, the workload can be distributed and the insurance organization benefits out of it with a smaller turnaround time and higher efficiency and effectiveness. The highest priority for insurer has been data protection from the hackers, and outsourcing insurance services is a continuously evolving process. There is no full stop. And in times to come, a lot of new and innovative trends are expected to emerge in the insurance sector, because the huge potential, the penetration of insurance markets, the density of insurance is increasing day by day because of insurance organizations' active strategies and tactics, supported by huge foreign direct investment inflows into the insurance sector. Thank you.